kitchen fair, I bought the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. How are you today, or tonight, or wherever you are? Can you hear that fire crackling? You know what it represents, the future of the Edomites? Yes, it's their future. They've been crying wolf for a long time, and they're going to receive the punishment for those that cry wolf. Yes, and it will be a glorious, glorious event that would be probably the greatest event that the world has seen other than Yeshua's presence upon this earth, Yahweh's presence. And of course, when he created the earth. But this will be a great thing because it will be setting the captives free again in yet another way than he set the captives free when he rose from the dead. You see, the people were kept in three different caves at that point. The wicked were kept in one cave, and the just were kept in another cave, and in another cave, those that were good but not, they weren't the just because they didn't believe. That's from the Book of Enoch, in case you ever want to check it out. I figured what we'd do this morning, this is a morning edition, even though I like to say good evening at the beginning of the show, it's because you'll probably be listening during the evening, relaxing by the fire, thinking of the future fire when the captives will be set free. Yes, it will be glorious. Yes, it will. I have to reiterate, I love the idea of a world with no Jews. And the Father is going to take care of that in quick order whenever he decides to pull the plug. Let it be soon, Father, please, in the mighty name of Yahweh. So I thought we'd just mess around and dig around in the swilly headlines of fake news and internet news, which some of which is fake. Oh, what do you know? All right. Let's see what we have first here. Oh, the House passes bill cock blocking Trump for pulling out of NATO. You see, we don't want to be in these organizations anymore. These international warmongering conglomerates. And the Jews are very upset. So when you see House passes bill, you know that this is for the Jews again. This isn't for the American people. There's no good that NATO does for the American people except kill our soldiers, suck our money out of us, and everything else. We just don't need them. We don't need the UN. We don't need the EU. We don't need the Jew. Period. Or the Negro. I mean, the Negro is a waste of... I hate to use the word sperm, but that's the only one I can think of at the moment. It's not like that's a swear or anything, but they are a waste of sperm. It's just like, just they're a waste. Not doing anything for the planet at all except destroying. And the Jews aren't doing anything for the planet at all. They're also a waste of sperm. They're not doing anything for the planet either. Nothing good. So they've got a new migrant trail. They've got a new trail of these brown peoples heading, and they just got through Mexico. And, of course, Mexico let it right open so that they could get right through. See, another one of our allies, you know. Yeah. And so there's that little thing. Now, I want to mention to you, this is something that's interesting, okay? Now, Mexico, murder rate breaks record for second year in a row from 25,036 to 33,341. So, what you're seeing here is these, you can see the future. Let me show you how we can tell the future here. And I've explained this a little bit before, but you can see that their goal is to get rid of the white man, the Chinaman, you know, the Asian, and the black man, which is a good thing that for them. You know, that will certainly make the world a much better place and safer place and less smelly place. But they want to make the brown man, because the devil can't rule over the white man, and the black bites the hand that feeds it. So the black is a little too dangerous for the devil and his children. And so to rule, they need... See, even though the brown man is the most violent of all, they still can be controlled very easily. It's just that they want them to be violent, you see. And that they've got Jew blood running through them. A good percentage of the brown people down there and the brown people that live in the Middle East and Pakistan, etc., etc., are definitely have Jew blood running through their veins. And so the question is, though, and I don't know if these people, you see, what happens is, I told you the thing, when you're corrupted, you will eventually end up in chaos because of the corruption. Your body is all messed up because it's all race mixed. It's not pure. When things aren't pure, it can get very nasty and awful. And so the brown man, which is impure... See, the devil, the father wants a pure world with a pure people, his people to be tried by fire, gold tried by fire, which turns into fine gold when the dross is removed. But the devil wants an imperfect a corrupt world, full of chaos. It's the opposite of the orderly heavenly realm. And we know that they want to have these brown people. They've stated it several times. And the brown man in front of the UN, etc., etc. I think it's the UN building in New York. And so the question is, you see, again, these Jews are promising peace. Whenever you see somebody promising peace, you know right away that there's trouble. The League of Nations was a promise of peace. But that didn't come into fruition because, you know, 100 years was staved off of it, at least 102 years, because of the Tsar in Russia. But once they started the World War and everything happened, these Jews, through the Treaty of Versailles, which I had never known, and nobody's ever talked about the fact that the League of Nations is established in there, but it is, and the UN has been the new promise for peace. But yet there's been nothing but perpetual war since the UN has been in existence. As a matter of fact, it was born during the war. Well, during the hiatus it was born, but there was a world war right after it. So the promise of peace is pure lies. And you can see that nobody could ever promise you world peace. Not as long as you have hybrids living among you. Not as long as you have Jews living among you, chiefly. And certainly not as long as you have Negroes living among you. The Negro can have no peace in its house because its feet are swift to run to mischief. The Negro has a real problem with looking 2 minutes ahead in time. So when it thrashes out and kills, it doesn't think, oh, the ramification, if I kill this individual, I'm going to go to jail. Probably for the rest of my life, in most cases. Not lately, though. And so, they don't think about that. They don't think about the ramifications. In other words, they're living for today. There is no yesterday for the Negro. There is really no today for them either, except for the fact that, you know, a feeling, a sensation, or something. But the future for the Negro, they don't even, that's not even in their realm of thought. It's not even feasible to them what the future of the Negro is. They don't know that when the Jew says our goal is to have the whole world race mixed into the brown man, and then we can have peace because there'll be no more racial strife. We can have peace. You're mixing in violent niggers. Excuse my language. Violent Nigerians. How's that? Is that better? Violent niggers in their bloodstream, and they think that that's going to settle everything. Well, maybe it's like, you know, the Kabbalah. You know, the dualistic thing. So if we mix whitey and we mix blackie into the brown man, that will even out the evilness and the violence of the black man with the good of the white man. But we don't want to talk about the good of the white man, do we? Besides, there are some very vile white men too. But it always seems to turn out that they seem to have some kind of a race mix to them. Did you ever notice that? There it is. Once you're corrupted, chaos ensues. And you will be judged for it. You see it all the time. So they think that the brown man, now that the UN is there and they've promised you world peace, but you've had nothing but perpetual war like George Orwell's 1984. This is deliberately done to have perpetual war, because when you're in perpetual war in a country, you cannot maintain your freedom, says President James Madison. Which is true. Why is that? Because the president is given special dictatorial powers during war. And that's why we've been at perpetual war, so that the president can write these things into law with bypassing Congress. It's called the War Powers Act, and it was all concocted by the Jews that surrounded the Jew FDR, Mr. Roosevelt. I've already proved to you that he is Jew, so don't come back and try to tell me that he's not a Jew. If you don't believe it, you read Robert Edmondson's book or listen to my Connecting the Dots series on the One-to-One show. I suggest you do not miss that series, folks. Now, so the promise of the UN was peace, world peace. If we could all just give up our weapons. Where have we heard this? If we could all just give up our weapons, then we could live in peace. Surrender your weapons, countries. No longer be an individual country trying to protect your own borders and protect your own citizenry. Join the world. Join the international Jew. Join the internationalists, the globalist Jews, and become a world citizen rather than a citizen of the United States or whatever. And so the UN is a failure. You understand that it's a failure that's being allowed to continue when the whole world knows it's a failure. In pretense of world peace, still. And so the Jew, who knows he can get away with all this stuff, says, well, you know what? If we would just all race mix into one race, the brown race, we could have world peace, because there'd be no more racial strife between races, because there'd only be one race. But I've already told you that the most violent cities in the world are in the brown men's lands. The most violent. So the question is if there's no peace with the Negro now, there's no peace with the other brown people in the Middle East, there's no peace with the brown people down in Mexico, etc., and below. When you mix that all together into one emulsion, what do you think will be the product? Well, let me read the future for you. The world will be more violent than it ever has been before. But let's just look at how this has worked out. The Negroes all the sub-races knew that they were sub-races and that the white race was the only race that was to be known as mankind. Until the Jew, and that included the Jew, the most subtle beast of the field, right? So until the Jew told them that they were equal with us and told us the same thing, and of course I don't know what's going on in our heads, but I never bought that. But anyway, let's see how it has worked out. You had Negroes that were yes sir, no sir, yes sir, and all that stuff. I'm not even talking about slave Negroes. They're called blue gums. They're not race mixed. Some people call them moon crickets. My friend taught me that. But the thing is now you mix a white with a black, and what do you find with these half white and half black people? They're very very angry. They cause a lot of trouble. They're in chaos. They don't know if they're white. They don't know if they're black. They don't know who they belong to. Their body is all messed up. Their mind is all messed up. And they're lashing out at all of society because of it. Yeah, but Dave, I know a Negro that's half white, half black and half white, and they're good citizens. Yeah, I know you know that. I know that. And that one good citizen out of 99% of the rest of them makes up for the whole thing. Sure it does. Yeah. Yeah. Who do you think you're talking to here? I mean, I'm just a regular fellow, but let's not pretend that I'm stupid. And I won't pretend for you that I'm stupid. Now, let's look at the Middle East. We had Ishmael, who were peaceful Arabs. They were our friends until the Jew wanted to shake up the Middle East. And the Jew went and race mixed with all of Ishmael and got blacks to race mix with them as well, just like in Sicily. And so now you have a bunch of... And this is in Pakistan as well. Pakistan, it's all the same. India's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Now you got a whole bunch of crazy, crazy people because they're race mixed. They don't know. It's the same thing. They don't know who their people are. They don't know if they're Ishmael. They don't know if they're Negroid. They don't know if they're Jew. They got a big hook nose and they're saying, something ain't right here. I don't know why I got a big hook nose. And on it goes. The brown people down in Mexico. I told you about the 150 million people down there that are supposedly, I think it was 151, that was supposedly, and of course, I believe it's true, that they have Jew blood running through their veins. You see, you've got to realize that the people that were known as Spanish people were white. They were one of the tribes of Israel, and they were in Iberia, which is now Spain. And there's still white-looking people in Spain. And I'm sure down the south of in those countries, there's got to be some people there, too. But the majority of them are these short, very short, rat-faced Mexicans. And I've already explained all this. So in other words, the reason that they're in violence is because you understand that the world is a testimony of what Yahweh says. Now, the Negro did not make the nations in the continent of Africa. They didn't know what a nation was, never mind what alcohol was. And they lived in the center of the continent until later. They weren't down the bottom where the whites went. Nobody was down there. And they weren't up in Egypt until later. And they began to race mix with the Egyptian people. And that was the beginning of the end of the of Egypt. That's always the end of an empire when you start to mix. So these people down in Mexico, see, it's a testimony that that Yahweh's right. Let me ask you a question. Can the Jews run the world properly? The most subtle beast of the field? They're a sub-race, you know. They're actually a race-mixed people. They're all over the world now. They're much more than 2% of the population. Much, 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 much more. Can they run the world? Are they running the world right? How's the financial system going? How's your job today? Are they doing everything they can to get rid of drugs in your nation? Are they making sure you pay the least for gas you can? Are they trying to help you in every way they can? No, they're not capable of running the world. This is why Yahweh sent the Adamic race to this world. Not only is the devil not able to run the world properly, but his children aren't, which are the most subtle beasts of the field. Okay? But let me ask you this. Could the blacks run the world? want me to show you how the blacks run the world? Go look at Detroit. Go look at St. Louis. No, the blacks aren't capable of running the world. So how about the brown people in Mexico? Could they run the world? They can't even run a country. They can't even run a city without there being rife corruption, because they're all corrupted and they're in chaos and the judgment ensues. You can't have peace in the house of an hybrid. You can't have peace when you don't know who you are. You don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going to. And how about the Chinese? Do you think that they... Have you ever seen how they run their country? Now, they're pretty good today, but it's still a horror show. Now, a lot of people... I wanted to mention this to you while I'm talking about the Chinese, is that they made cities where nobody lives in these cities. And believe it or not, they know how they procreate, so it's good future planning. They're, unlike the Negro, they can plan the future. They're planning their future. But another wise thing they did there was they went and bought and built those cities at today's rate. To do, if they had waited until the time they needed the cities, not only would they have to wait for the city to be built, but the materials to build those cities... And the cost of the labor to build those cities would be immense compared to today. So it was an investment, a wise investment. I know nobody tells you these things. But are they capable of running the world? No. Absolutely not. So that leaves us with the Middle East. And, you know, I will say nothing about the Japanese because I have nothing but good things to say about them. But I don't think they could run the world. They're corrupt and have Jews destroying them as well. Toyota's a Jew, you know, on and on and on and on. So... You think the people of the Middle East could run the world? They can't even run. They couldn't even. There's nothing. You know, when they were Ishmael, they were very brilliant. When they were white people, they were some of the best mathematicians and some of the best. They could make architecture that was so beautiful. But they seem to have disappeared. All, you know, they just went for this race mixing thing. Wholehearted, they swallowed the camel, and instead of rejecting race mixing, they just fell for it. Anybody that's white, the left in the Middle East, the Jew wants to attack, I can guarantee you that. So, last but not least... Could, let me see, who else is there? Who else could run the world? There really just is nobody to do it. And we know that Whitey can do it. We're positive of that because we've seen Whitey do it. The only problem is right now, as Isaac had told his son Esau, he said, Esau, one day Jacob's yoke will be removed from your neck. And at that point, that's where we are right now. Now, as interesting as it could be, I guess we're not going to get too many headlines here, but we will. But I want to tell you about a picture I've got, which explains a lot of things about Esau. See, Esau, let me just tell you that he lost his birthright. He lost it because He was a race mixer. That's one of the reasons. And he was race mixed right out of existence. So a white man went into Hittites and everything else and was dissolved, was emulsiated, was emulsified, excuse me, was coagulated, as Baphomet says. But Esau also was not into the things of Yahweh, not learning the ways of Yahweh. So he was not on the way, the truth, and the life whatsoever. And so he died. He lived by the sword and he died by the sword. So even though when Jacob got his birthright during the pottage deal, after he killed Nimrod and stole the furs of Adam and Eve and ran away and came to his house where Jacob was, and he was hungry, and he thought his life was over, so he sold his birthright. But he had sold it a long time before that, when he was not into the things of Yahweh, not into the way, the truth, and the life. He was not an honorable man, not a man of his word, as we've seen through, I've taught all about it. And so these Jews of today, which Edom is in modern Jewry, as well as the seed line of Cain, they are very jealous of the birthright that we have. We have the birthright of the firstborn, even though we're of the secondborn. We are the seed line of the secondborn. Because of the curse in the garden, you see. And that curse remained until Christ came and died and was risen. So I've got a picture here. And this proves to you, you see, these foolish Jews, they don't realize what they're doing. They're out on I've got a picture here. And the new hashtag for them is Return the Birthright. Young Jews. These are young Jews, and their hashtag is Return the Birthright. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. And then you have another one here on the left of the sign saying Return the Birthright. And it shows the menorah, the seven menorah, not the nine. You see what's going on here? Do you understand? We are the Jewish future. Young Jews, return the birthright. Who are they speaking that to? The Israelite nations, the white man who has the birthright. They're very angry, and this is why, one of the reasons they hate us. This is why Esau hated Jacob. He said he stole his birthright. This is how much of a liar and a filthy... This is why he doesn't have the birthright, is because he's not honorable. He gave the birthright, yet he was going to try to steal it anyway and take the blessing. So he said Jacob stole not only his birthright, but the blessing, but they're one and the same. You see, if you're the firstborn, you get the blessing because you have the birthright. Well, when he gave the birthright to Jacob, that also included the blessing of the firstborn. That's what Esau doesn't even understand in Scripture. So he accused Jacob of stealing not only his birthright, but the blessing. This is how little of the things of Yahweh he knew. And so these Jews who are of Edom in modern Jewry are upset and they want the birthright back. So this... They don't even understand that they're admitting this to the world. But the world doesn't see it, so they don't have to worry. I see it, and now you see it. If you want the picture, just email me. I'll send it to you. This is a march of Jews, young Jews. We are the Jewish future. And it says, young Jews, hashtag return the birthright. How do you like those apples? Another thing I wanted to mention about that I it glossed over me real quick, was when they promised us if we gave up all the weapons in the UN, if all the nations would give up their weapons, we could live in peace. We heard that in 1914, with the Armenians during the First World War, while everybody's eyes were on the First World War, they told the Jews wanted to buy Palestine. I'm just giving you a brief thing again about this. And the emir, or whatever he was, I forget what the title was of the leader of Armenia, but he would not sell Palestine. So they sucked Turkey dry. The Jews got in there, like they do with our countries. And Jacob Schiff, I remember I talked about the sick man. See, he said in his book, we need another sick man. So what he was referring to was the sick man they had just cleaned out was Turkey. And they got into the government. They made the leader, let's say, okay? They made him abdicate. And so they told the people, they were acting like they got into the religion. They're chameleons, perfect chameleons. They can look like anybody because they live in all the nations of these worlds. And they told the people of Armenia, we believe you have terrorists among you. But if we all would just give up our weapons, we can live in peace. And the people, of course, acquiesced, as they always seem to do. And then 1.5 million of them were killed, and their hands were chopped off and strewn along the roads. See, the promises of peace are being given to you by liars. You cannot take a Jew by his word. You have to remember the Kol Nidre, that they tell their God, which is Lucifer. It's not Yahweh. They don't love Yahweh. They hate Yahweh. They tell their God that any agreement that is made in the next year is null and void. It's like crossing your fingers while telling the truth. You know what I mean? That's a little thing that people used to do. And so, of course, you know that Yahweh would not agree that a man that gives his word would be null and void. In other words, you're tricking the person you're shaking hands and smiling in their face and making a deal with. And you're not going to honor the agreement and have no intention to honoring the agreement whatsoever. Just like our soldiers, right? They're given an agreement and they don't get their money. They get treated like crap when they get back here. They try to take their guns away, everything, right? I don't know why you people can't see these things. I just don't understand why you can't see it. And I'm not talking to all of you. You know who I am. If the shoe fits, wear it. If you know what I'm talking about, I'm not talking about you. And so the promises of peace, the promises that we've been given over the centuries have all been lies. And this new promise of peace, if we can all just move into one religion. Okay, there's another one, right? The Pope is bringing all the religions under one helmship, under Mother Babylon, of course, because the devil is the god of all these religions. You might as well just worship under Mother Babylon and all become one. A big melting pot of religions with Lucifer as their god. And that's the way it really is anyway. Why be separate? They'll be stronger together, right? How about you Judeo-Christians? You're going to enter right into that, aren't you? You're going to follow the Pope. All the Protestant preachers and everything have all ascribed back to the Pope. Oh, they're all back with the catechism. There's no more Protestant religions. Are you going to follow the beast to your death? And so, if there's no more religions and it's just one religion, there's no more reason to have any wars about religion or any arguments about religion. And if it's all democracy, well, of course, there's the left and the right, and, you know, that's one of the biggest lies of all right there, that's going to unify the world. See, that one world government, the Jew doesn't understand what I told you, what Christ said, that any kingdom divided against itself shall be destroyed. So democracy, from its birth in a nation, is doomed to be destroyed. It's just a matter of time. The empire will be destroyed. But you see, that's what it's all about, to destroy all of these empires. They figure, well, it'll all collapse into one empire for the devil. To destroy all the religions, why have to go through all the different things when you can just be under one auspice of one religion? And, of course, the money control system by his offspring is chieftain to the whole thing. There's your New World Order for the Jews. Democracy, the central bank, and the poop. Oh, India. Let me ask you a question. Could India run the world? Can you imagine the poop all over the world? They call them street shiters. Pardon my language. Most people in the world wouldn't know what I was talking about, just maybe the English or the people in the UK. Street shiters. Could they run the world? How would you like a world full of poop everywhere? No, they can't run anything. So all I have to say is the promises of peace, that you can see that nobody was here in these other races to run the world. That's why Yahweh brought the Adamic race in after all the other races. Because, see, the Father knows. He can tell, what kind of a world is this going to be? Well, it wasn't going to be pretty. It's going to be like it is if there are no white people in the world. If you can get rid of whitey off the planet, it'll go right back to the world that the Father knew it would be anyway. And he didn't want that. He didn't want a multicultural world. He still doesn't want a multicultural world. It's not a question of, do we hate these other races? I don't waste my time hating them. I will say the Negroes and the hybrids, I really do. I really don't like them. I'm sure that there's some nice people and everything, but I really don't like it because it's anti-Christ. It's anti-Yahweh. It's against everything that's good. Corruption, you can't love corruption. It's just not. I mean, maybe you could love a hybrid dog, but you can't embrace corruption any more than you should embrace this world, which is corruption. You can see the evidence of the equation that the Father gave me to give you. You can see the world is in chaos in every facet that there is, and they hope to bring an order out of chaos. They're copying the Father, only the order they wish to bring is the one I spoke about: democracy, the central bank, the one world religion, and the brown man. Where does Mother Babylon rule best? Down in the brown man's countries, communist countries. Think on it for a while. So, That's very interesting to me to think that this brown man is another promise, or this one world religion is another promise that there'll be peace in the world. They will, as long as the Jew and the Negro are in the world, and the hybrids, there will be no peace. You mark my words. And what they've done to our women and all the women of the world, they've modified them. And as long as they're in the world, these modified versions of women, there will be no peace. This is what it was in the time of Nimrod. Was I had read this when I was teaching on the book of Jasher just a while ago. There were different kinds of divisions. They were climbing the Tower of Babel and shooting arrows up at Yahweh. They were trying to destroy Yahweh and the angels of heaven. And there were different divisions of people, like armies, different divisions of the army, working on killing Yahweh and the angels in heaven. So they thought if they could get to the top of the tower, they could shoot arrows and actually reach his throne, when in fact the arrows would come back down and kill them. And so today's attempt at the New World Order is no different. The feminists and these liberal women want to kill the patriarchy. That means they want to kill man, and they want to kill Yahweh. Now, they don't want to kill the beast of the field. They know they're not men. They want to kill the white man, which is the offspring of Yahweh, and they want to kill the patriarch himself. You understand that? Because that is the way it is. Now, I know if you cornered one of them and said, you want to kill God? Some of them would tell you, yeah, but others would not dare to tell you that. We know that in Armageddon, our own people that are building this military-industrial complex are going to fight Yahweh. They're going to try to kill him and defeat him and the angels of heaven. It's no different. It's the same old, same old, same old. And so you've got the Jews who are Antichrist. You've got all these hybrids which are not planted on this garden or earth, whatever you wish to call it, by Yahweh. So they cannot return to him because they are not of him. They want to kill. They want to kill Yahweh's offspring. And they want to kill, I'm sure they want to kill Yahweh as well. They are mostly Antichrist as well. They might say, well, Jesus was a good prophet, a good man, but he wasn't God. So that tells you they're Antichrist. See, it's easy to understand what Antichrist means. The Talmud is Antichrist. On and on and on, I keep telling you these things. And the Jews, of course, want to kill Yahweh because they are the offspring of the devil. He wants to kill Yahweh. See, for the devil to kill Yahweh and the Jews to kill Yahweh, that means they could possibly have life eternal in their own way, like they think, anyway. They think that they could just keep planting their brain or into a chip and then put it into another body and keep on living forever and ever and ever. But they'll find out that that won't suffice, that the imitation is never as good as the real. The real body that we live in, even the corrupt ones that they live in, are much better than anything that could be made. You might say, oh, I disagree. There'll be no disease, or there'll be no... Now, there's much more to the human experience than that. There's much more to living in a body. Even the demons want to live in our bodies. Don't you know that? They know what that means. So, anytime you hear any of this peace stuff, you might as well just forget it. These democracies are going to die like all democracies before them. This democracy, you're witnessing the death of the American democracy right now. And it didn't even live that long. This nonsense started with the Jew Woodrow Wilson, W-O-H-L-S-O-N. And he had different names than that as well. It really started in FDR's time with the New Deal, okay, really. But it was, see, they always put things into force, put things into law before they bring it about. Like the Noahide laws have not been enforced yet, but they're already in law. So the New Deal is the socialized democracy, which is communism. And they did teach us about the New Deal in high school, but they didn't teach me that it was communism. They didn't want me to know any of that. See, the New Deal means that you've gotten rid of the patriarchy. You've said, Yahweh and his laws, we don't want you. We want to kill you. We'll make our own laws. The Talmud, that's what the Jews have been doing. That's what that means. That's why Yeshua, Jesus, Yahweh in the flesh, whatever you want to call him, he rebuked them for the traditions of men and the laws of men like that. See, we don't need a new deal. We never did. The deal that the Father gave us was the best deal you could ever get, ever. I promise you that. But I will promise you this about peace. And as a promiser of peace, I can clearly say with a clear conscience that I can assure you that when Yahweh's kingdom is on this earth and he is here, there shall be peace on earth. But not until that moment. So I can't promise you peace today. I can't promise you peace until Yahweh brings the war against these people and against these demons and these hybrids and these sub-races and some of our own people in Armageddon. And when he cleanses and reboots the earth and sets up his kingdom, I can promise you peace then. I can promise full assurity that we will have peace on earth. So, you know, when I started this message before I did, I asked the Father that if, you know, I had plans on taking this with the scripture, I mean, with the news and talking about stories in the news. But I said, if you'd like to take it any other way, go right ahead, of course. And it seems that he has. It's okay because it's important, the things I've told you. It will always be important. You know, a dear sister of ours said to me, oh, I know you're busy, and, you know, I know that we should do study on our own. We shouldn't just rely on you. Well, she said we should study. We shouldn't rely on you. Well, you can rely on me, but more like keep your eyes on Yahweh. But what my mission is to bring the tribes together, to bring the brothers and sisters to love each other once again, and to get you to learn how to seek the truth so that the truth will set you free in all things in your life. I can tell you as much as I have to give to you that the Father gives to me. But believe it or not, you can learn things that I may never know. And it's important. The Father will give you special things, special trinkets that will bring you joy and hope to carry on through all of this darkness. You see, when you're concentrating on the light of Yahweh, the darkness has to disappear when the light shines. The darkness may give you tough feelings, and the darkness may try to destroy your hope and faith and love and everything else. But the light will restore it. Don't fret. Don't be depressed. Not all prayers are answered in a day. Sometimes a prayer... I told you that when I was a young lad, I asked the Father for wisdom and understanding. Well, there was also a fellow that asked for wisdom and understanding named Solomon. But it destroyed him. Not the wisdom and understanding, the lack of using the understanding properly, the lack of using knowledge properly. He was warned against doing the things he did, and he did not act in wisdom. Though he had more wisdom than all the people in the world at that time, and of course many times, but he allowed himself and denied himself nothing, which is not wisdom. Sometimes you're supposed to deny yourself things. And when he didn't deny these things, he was told not to be race mixing with foreign women because they bring their gods in. And he did it. And he was talking with demons, which is necromancy. And these things are what killed him, because he did not listen to Yahweh. Listen, it's an important thing. When Yahweh tells you something, be sure to listen. Be sure to obey to the best of your ability, because there are ramifications that you will not want to endure and you will not like. He's not trying to get you to obey so that he can say, see this, I got this one under my thumb. He's trying to save your life. He's trying to save. When you have wisdom, you see, if Solomon had used wisdom, he wouldn't have fallen from grace that way. So when I, back to the point, when I was a young lad, I would pray and ask the Father, please give me wisdom and knowledge. Now, that did not happen to me immediately. And it's still happening to me. It's an ongoing process. Seeking the truth is an ongoing process that you must continue to do, no matter who you are, no matter how long you've been with the Father. There's still more to learn, still more to do, still more to overcome. So I would suggest that you listen to this good advice and take it wholeheartedly. So don't listen to the promises of peace, because they're lying to you. I told you when peace will come on earth. Until that time, don't listen to any of that nonsense. You can see that I've told you something that's the truth. Just think, if we all could just turn in our weapons, there'd be peace. Well, in America, if we could all just turn in our guns, there'd be peace in America. Well, there's no peace in America now. Imagine if we turned our guns in. I leave you with that thought.
Engage in day, engage in play. I've walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age. Just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain, the heart on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the ozone glow. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't.